It's 12 o'clock, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
It seems to be an electronic tool of some sort.
This matter really brings the democracy bugaboo into clearer focus.
The whole PQ, BQ thing is just something to keep them occupied.
What can it possibly mean?
Joyous Halloween, Canada. Trick or treat. Come to Seidel, Iceland and Newfoundland. Save my place for me. On today's show, swinging bones in a cryptic basement vault. The munificent years of a glory state long past. And Black is back with a broad new sheet. All this for you with me on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Beneath the planet of the BCN, we venture once more down Hades' stairwell to the station's vast archive, to the crypt where Director of Radio Ishlundrigan awaits with the mummified remains of programs past. Ish? Ish? It's very odd. The machine's running in reverse. I guess it has something to do with putting back the clocks. Ish? Is that you back there? Not funny, Ish. Never been back here before. Ish? Ish? Come out wherever you are. I guess even vaults gotta have vaults. Goes back a long way. Ish? Is that you, Ish? Still hear me. I've fallen through the floor and behind the vault. I think I'm in the old BCN Big Band bunkhouse. In the glory days of radio, when this station had a staff, the band used to sleep here beneath the building. And whenever a show needed a jingle or an impromptu musical number, a bell would ring down here and... Oh, my God. Over there, look. Skeletons of the band members. They must have been walled in alive. Okay, so they weren't that good a band, but that's harsh criticism indeed. I knew the life of a jazz musician in Canada was bad, but what a nightmare. I gotta get out of here. Ish! Hollis! Can you hear me? Hollis! What was that? Well, conveniently, we are at the site of the proposed St. John's Municidrome, the Circus Civicus. I say proposed because the development, a massive stadium and youth education facility, has yet to receive final approval from City Council. There's still the issue of public hearings and an environmental impact statement, but thankfully, construction proceeds apace. A new twist in this ancient burg's go-for-it development policy is the requirement that an archaeological investigation take place before the dozers move in. To help me...
Paul! There you are!
Ah,
Here he comes now. Dig boss, Professor Reginald Harker, to explain it himself.
Wow! Look at this! A pipe! We're just at the first level of the topsoil. Look at this! It's easily from, I'd say, the 80s.
The 1880s?
No, the 1980s. Just look at that, eh?
Wait, man. That's a crack pipe.
Yes, I believe that's what they call them.
Just put it away, please.
Smells funny. I suppose it's genuine.
Yeah, it's genuine. Put it away, please. Your excavations here first reveal the recent past and then proceed down through time.
Yes, we're racing through the ages. My students and I hope to get down to 3 or 4 feet before the blasting begins.
That will bring you to...
Dr. Harker! Dr. Harker, come quick!
What is it, Tilda?
I don't know. It's a rectangular form.
Be very, very careful now.
It has numeric markings. It seems to be an electronic tool of some sort.
I see. Texio Instrume. What can it possibly mean?
It looks like a pocket calculator.
Oh, my God, you're right.
A massive specimen.
Good Lord, I haven't seen one this size for years. It must date back to the mid-70s, at least.
The mid-70s?
Yes. You've uncovered some sort of primitive workspace.
What's this, Dr. Harker?
See, it's a metallic canister containing a strange plastic-like strip. Bizarre.
Looks like 16-millimeter film. Look at this here, an application form. This office must have been a government arts granting agency.
Grants for artists?
You see, Tilda, in that far-off time, it was believed that artists should be given money to explore their talent. And students were given grants, too, so that even poor people could go to the university.
We've found the lost kingdom of Welfaria. Yes. I guess post-classic period. The kingdom was stricken by social unrest and besieged by the rival civilization of Communia. So its rulers...
Pharaohs?
No, mandarins, actually. They tried to quell dissent by offering higher wages and better working conditions. Yes. See here, look at this. All the workers had their own individual office space. And look, the windows could even be opened. What an extraordinary find.
These are coins buried in the earth. Out of my way. Christ, there are hundreds of these things. Look at them.
Yes. They're Canadian silver dollars, Paul. Virtually worthless, I'm afraid.
Great. Well, Professor Reginald Harker, thanks for this. It's been fascinating.
Yes, you were lucky. It's been a day of truly exciting finds.
Yeah, just my kind of luck, too. Well, carry on, you folks.
Right you are. Cheerio, Paul.
Hello, I am Morris Jesso. Halloween is the perfect time of year to introduce young persons to issues surrounding death and the dying. So, tomorrow, gather the kids round the radio, turn the lights down low, for a special interred entitled, Someday Scooter, You'll Be Dead Too. We'll take the kids through the death of Gramps and the family pooch, right up to their own inevitable middle age when the footsteps sound so close behind. Boo! That's interred. Sundays, noon, on BCN. With me, Morris Jesso.
Good vibrations. Yes, it's time to get the vibe from out here on the edge. Time for the greatest game show I've ever heard. Time to play What's That Noise from Newfoundland. And what would a contest be without a prize? We can't just give away a gorgeous BCN t-shirt. You must earn it. And you earn it by correctly identifying this noise. Hollow stuff it. Hit that long and lingering note and let it float. Confused? I should hope so. Don't worry, though. We'll give you another hint before I give you the address at the end of the contest a little later. So into the bag o' mail I descend to put out this. It's an email entry from Karen Goldblatt of Downsview, Ontario. And it reads, to Ishmael Lundrigan. Going over my head, I see. Hello, Ishmael. My husband and I were in Newfoundland this past summer. We were tuned into your show last week and loved it. The bomb, Karen. We both think that Newfoundland is Canada's best-kept secret. Shh. Not too loud. We will definitely be back. We think we can identify the sound. We think it is iceberg ice melting, and the sound is trapped air escaping. It is the sound you hear when you hold iceberg ice up against your ear. Thank you, Karen Goldblatt. Hollis? Yes, indeed. Karen Goldblatt of Ontario. Congratulations. That is the sound of 10 million-year-old ice melting in a tumbler of rum. How did you ever figure that one out? Your T-shirt is being wrapped figuratively as I speak. Now, when a sound on our show is correctly identified, we go to the immense stock of amazing noises that emanate only from Newfoundland and present you now with this, our new sonic stumper. Hollis Duffett, guardian of things noisome. Let's hear it. Well, if you recognize that sound, you're luckier than I am. Send your mail to the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C 1H5. Or EOS. That address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Musical requests from the vast North Atlantic basin have been pouring in due to our Icelandic transmission, and we've finally translated one of them. For a special listener in Sweden, here are Lena Willemark and Alla Möller with Samsingen.
Samsingen sitter i höga valvsbur. Där spelar han guldtärning allt med sin unga brud. I lydens upp. Brått kom det bud för konungen in. Samsingen han sover hos kära dottern din. I lydens upp och råden. Thank you.
some BCN community announcements. Tonight is Halloween, and the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary remind all adult trick-or-treaters that it is an offense to operate a motor vehicle while wearing a mask. And while frightening friends can be fun, be sure to exercise some caution if they're at the wheel. Blarney O'Blusters is having an all-Irish Halloween dinner and dance, bobbing for dumplings, a pumpkin pie throwing contest, and free drinks for the green until 11. Music will be provided by the Celtic Conquerbells. Time once again for the Haunted House of Assembly. Learn It Newfoundland will be conducting a ghoulish tour of the provincial legislature tonight at 8 o'clock. Bills that died a grisly death on the order paper, phantom members, and the filibuster that they say goes on still. Bring the kids. It's scary. The Atlantic Dental Brotherhood reminds all young ghosts, goblins, and vampires that after gobbling the goodies, they should make sure to floss and brush all fangs, horns, spikes, tusks, mandibles, and other bony outgrowths before going to bed. Those are some community announcements. The BCN, serving the island for over 60 years.
Unite the right!
Yeah!
Screams the Post-National, a new rag out of Toronto. We must then, in all conscience, reconvene our panel on political culture. Joining me in the studio and delighted with it all is pundit and pollster J. Richard Kandel.
Hello, Paul.
Also here and looking less cheery is host of BCN's show trial, Ariel Flint.
Yes. Hello,
happy face, woman.
And joining us now on the phone from London, England, where he's attending a conference on politics and the media, Carl Johnson, Valmanis Chair in Political Economy at the University of Newfoundland at St. John's. So, guys, Conrad Black's latest plaything, what do we think?
Well, I'm pleased that it will address the strong leftist bias in the national media. Can I finish,
yes,
please?
Yes, sure, please, finish.
Thank you. While I'm pleased that this new paper helps tip the scales to the right, I'm particularly frustrated by the tiny horoscopes. And those drawings make all the columnists look ugly. In person, Andrew Coyne is a very handsome man, none of all the hideous and deformed.
You know, I'm looking at you, and you're actually serious.
I'm very serious. I called Barbara Meal about it, though she has Conrad's ear.
Is that what she has?
How dare you!
The woman was in print this week defending Augusto Pinochet, for heaven's sake.
Hair, hair! Everybody's on Augie's case. Must I remind you that he overthrew Salvador Allende? A known communist?
A democratically elected one?
Yes, my next point. It just illustrates some of the problems with unrestricted voting. This matter really brings the democracy bugaboo into clearer focus, I must say.
Pinochet killed thousands of people.
That's not true. I think if you review your history, Ariel Flint, you'll find that many of those free thinkers and students disappeared.
Oh, and how to account for that?
Well, perhaps they're hiding.
Where would they be hiding?
Paul!
Sorry, Ariel, but I think I have to side with J. Richard on this one. I've seen it. The horoscopes in Conrad's new paper are skimpy.
Thank you, Paul.
I was in Chile in 1973.
Really?
Yeah.
So was I. Where were you staying, Johnson?
I was barricaded inside the Universidad Nacional.
I had a suite at the Four Seasons with Milt Friedman. God, what a time we had.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Well, continuing dexterously, a group called, check my notes here, the Progressive Conservatives, are in the process of electing a new leader. One Joe Clark looks to have it in the bag. Ariel?
I think Joe is the right choice. The Tories need a man of the past with yesterday's ideas to take it to the likes of Jean Chrétien, Lucien Bouchard.
You are just so attractive when you talk sense like that.
Oh, why don't you just
go... Look, I'll just move along with the discussion, and inevitably, I suppose, we must land in Quebec.
Right. Okay, I'm concerned.
Oh, yes, Cole?
Well, it's a defining moment in Canadian history.
This election is irrelevant. Lucien isn't going to take La Belle Province out of the Confederation. This whole PQ, BQ thing is just something to keep him occupied.
Oh, what about Jean Charest?
Well, what about him?
I knew his uncle, Larry Fine.
Yeah, and you know, what would it matter if Quebec did separate? The banks are blind to borders now anyway.
Oh, well, J.R., surely it would matter in terms of,
Yes?
Geez, maybe it wouldn't matter.
The nation-state is all but gone. What's the diff anymore?
You see, Paul, with globalization and the growing chasm between rich and poor...
Oh, yeah, that's scary, hey? Isn't it a comfort to number yourself amongst the middle class?
What, you?
in public broadcasting. Yeah. What do you make?
Well, I'm not sure that this is the appropriate venue.
Well, write it down. Write it down there and show me. No, well, that might have been middle class in the 70s, pal, but...
Can I see that?
You were definitely poor by today's standards.
But I don't want to be poor.
Tell it to Paul Martin.
Tell it to Paul Martin. He'll care.
Yeah,
oh, if you guys think it's so funny, I will...
I have his number. You can call him.
Panel on political culture. Thank you all for coming in, and goodbye.
Bye.
High 20s. Geez, I thought that was good cake.
Coast to coast in Newfoundland, you're listening to BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Great thought if you're a president. Well, nonetheless, heartening words, and a sentiment that has lent hegemonic vigor to the clustered colonies athwart the midriff of the North American continent. It has the ring of a progressive incantation that places humanity at the center of its own universe, granting, nay, admonishing each and every one of us to grab the power and invent the necessary, conferring carte blanche upon us to set our own unbelievable goals and seek them at any cost. In fact, though, it's not true. There are many things to be afraid of. Well, poisoning, for instance. You can be afraid of poisoning, whether it be the on-purpose death-to-you type or the more benign poisoning, eating raw chicken, say, or buying H off the street. I've been dosing myself incrementally with arsenic to avoid just such a situation. You gotta at least be aware that that sort of thing can happen, and out of the blue, too. That persistent cough, the blurry vision, the voices... the murmurs, the shakes, those rough, red, patchy bits of skin that are always itching. Who's that in the shadows? Are we heading down an evolutionary dead end, the new dinosaurs walking in the old dinosaur's shoes? Who's in control? What are the couple next door doing with all that electronic equipment? What can a dollar buy? Guys from Mexico, to whom you owe a considerable amount of money, they could show up any day. Always walk backwards in the snow. What are those floaty things in your eyes? Answer the phone with a voice not your own. Hello? No, Paul's not here. Is there a message, please? Does your lover really love you or tolerate you or use you? Maybe she's watching you. Maybe she's with the FBI. Maybe she's a robot. Ah! So somebody's marked a name on the back of my coat. I got 10 fingers. No, wait. That's okay. What happens after? I mean, are you more afraid of going to hell or that there might actually be a hell? Oh, geez, I'm freaking myself out here. How about a peaceful little musical interlude? This is Emile Benoit with Lady Margaret.
Lady Margaret was sitting in her own Scottish store when she heard it has man grown. Who is there? Who is there? Lady Margaret, she said. Who is there? Who is there? Said she. Oh, it is my father, Thomas, she said. Or it is my brother, John. Or it is my own sweet William, dear, from Scotland home again. Or is not your father, Thomas, he said, or is not your brother, John. For it is your own sweet William, dear, from Scotland home he came. Did you bring to me any gold or purse? Did you bring to me any ring? Did you brought to me any two thing at all, like a true lover to bring? I didn't bring to you any gold or purse, and didn't bring to you any ring. For I brought to you a white linen sheet to wrap your dead body in. Did you have any place at the head of your grave? Did you have any place at your feet? For if you have no place for me at all, I will lay down here and die. My father is buried at the head of my grave, and my mother, she's buried at my feet. And a sweet little house I'm waiting for me, waiting for my poor soul today. One of them is for my drunkenness, and the other is for my pride, and the other is for courting a comely man, singing out too late by night. Good night, Lady Margaret, he said. Good night, said she. For I hope when we meet together again, in heaven a boat will be.
The Great Eastern, heebie-jeebies and all, comes to you live from our studios in the Old Town. Our engineer is Hollis Duffett. Ish Lundgren remains the head goblin of radio. Our annual Listener's Letters program comes up in a few weeks. Don't hesitate to write us with your question about any aspect of the Great Eastern or the BCN. Send it to 342 Dockwith Street, St. John's, A1C1H5. Or use our electronic address, greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. We'll present a BCN t-shirt to anyone whose letter we use on that show. Check our website, too, www.greateastern.cbc.ca. My name is Paul Moss. Join me again next week for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Here! No! Stop it! Ah! Ah! Oh my God!